Please be seated.
We shall continue to talk about shining for God. John chapter 1. John chapter 1 tells us, you don't have to. John chapter 1, verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Okay? Here it talks about the life of Jesus, and the life of Jesus is the light of men. Now, obviously, like what we said before, for us to shine, first of all, we must inherit the life of Jesus. We must have the life of Jesus. And we know that by ourselves, we can never shine for Jesus. So, we need to be in Christ, according to Paul in Ephesians chapter 5. Right, I think we can read this, but Ephesians 5, verse 8. 5:8. Yeah? For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. And you are light in the Lord. The condition is very clear. We are only the light of the world if we keep ourselves in the Lord. Right? That's the condition. Right? We also have spoken about, you know, how we shine at home and shine outside. Right? Now, I think one other things that the Bible talks about is, you know, talk about is the heart. Right? Sometimes the actions, charitable acts or charitable deeds, may not necessarily be put it this way, a shining from God. Right? I want you to read the Gospel of Luke. Gospel of Luke. Chapter 11. I think this is a warning given by Jesus, and to everyone. Okay, to everyone. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 11. Yeah, we read verse 34 and 35. The lamb of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body also is full of light. But when your eye is bad, your body also is full of darkness. Right? Jesus first talked about a human body. Right? If our eye is good, obviously we can see anything. Okay? Which is within our eyesight. Okay? And here it says, when our eye is bad, what happens? Our body is also full of darkness. And Jesus is using this example to lead us into thinking about, you know, the heart. Right, when you read verse 35, yeah? Therefore take heed that the light which is in you is not darkness. Right? Now I think this is quite a scary thing, yeah, to think about. Sometimes we can shine and shine, or we think that we are shining for God, but in actual fact we are not. Right? That's why Jesus said we need to take heed, right? And to make sure that what is within is not darkness, actually is the light from God. Alright, now verse 36. If then your whole body is full of light, having no part dark, the whole body will be full of light, as when the bright shining of the lamp gives you light. Obviously, if within us is bright, whatever we do, bring forth the brilliance of God, the excellence of God in our actions. Okay, now, so the question we need to ask ourselves is this. Sometimes we can shine, and at times we find that we are no longer, we can no longer shine for God. Right? What are the reasons? Right? What are the reasons? And it has to do a lot to do with our heart. Right? Our heart. Like what I said before, the truth and the love, they are inseparable. We may know the truth, but to practice the truth is quite another thing, right? It's quite another thing. So, why is it that sometimes we cannot shine for the Lord, right? I'm going to show you a few examples, right? We'll show you a few examples. Turn to 1 John. Look at chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2, we read verse 9. He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. Okay? And he who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. Here it talks about the person can be transferred from light into darkness. Why? Because of his state of mind, it's the temperament, the one we have mentioned in our lessons. Right? So actually the way we respond to a situation can really affect us in terms of shining for God. Right? Now, so if we can keep our heart well, right, with the Word of God, then we find that we will be able to shine for God. You know, you realize that there are people who know the truth and yet they are not able to shine. Right? It's not that they purposely do that. Okay, I think this is also our experience. Right? It's not that we do not want to shine. Right? Sometimes we try and try, but we just cannot shine. Right? Now, why? Because the heart is not very stable. Right? Put it this way, the heart is not very stable. Okay. Now, we know that one of the things that the Bible mentioned in Ephesians is that we shouldn't lie. Okay, like Ephesians, it mentioned many times, we shouldn't lie. We should tell the truth. Okay. Now, we think that lying is about not saying things which are accurate or whatever. I think it goes beyond that. Okay? I'll give you a very simple example. You turn to Proverbs. Yeah, Proverbs chapter 10. We turn to Proverbs chapter 10. Now we read verse 18. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 18. Okay. Whoever hides hatred has lying lips. And whoever's we ignore the second part. Okay. Now, why is it that a person cannot tell the truth or cannot shine for God? We know that telling lies is not shining for God because of the state of mind that he is in. Alright? Now, when a person has hatred within, what happened? Whatever he said cannot be true according to the Bible. Alright? Now, so the best thing that we should do, okay, as Christian, if we know that our heart is not at peace with God, or it's not at peace with man, then the best thing that we can do is not to say too much. Right? Because otherwise what happens? We'll not be telling the truth. Okay? No matter what we say, how we justify ourselves, you know, we can give 101 reasons, you know, to justify our course of action, for example. But according to the Bible, we will always lie. Because our state of mind is not stable. Our state of mind is not in the spirit. Now, so in order to shine, I think it's quite important, important. Again, I said, this is something that we all face. We have faced before. It's not that we do not want to shine. Sometimes we just find it very difficult to shine. Because our state of mind is not stable. Okay? I turn to the Gospel of John. Gospel of John. Please turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 8. Yeah? Now, chapter 8, when we read from verse 37, again we see the mindset of the Pharisees. Right? Okay. Now, outwardly it seems that they know the Word of God so well because they can recite the Law of Moses very well. I think they can teach wherever they went. They taught people the law of God, right? Now, here, when Jesus pointed out their fault, right, we see the mindset here, right? Now, because of that mindset, what happened? They responded very negatively to the word of Jesus Christ, right? And that's why Jesus said to them in verse 44, "You are of your father, the devil, and the desire of your father you want to do." Why? Because there was no truth in him. So, those who harbor what? Murderous intent, like the Pharisees here, they're just like their father, what, Satan. Okay? And why? Because in him, in Satan, there is no truth. Right? Again, it's a state of mind. Okay. Now, so sometimes when we talk about spiritual cultivation, I think we really have to pay attention to our mindset as well, our heart, you know, how we respond to every given situation. Because otherwise we find it very difficult to shine. This has been my problem before, right? If I'm not careful, it will continue to be my problem, right? I believe this is also your problem. Okay, in fact, that's why I said, regardless of who we are, we all face with this problem, right? So our state of mind is important. That's why we really need the mercy of God, you know, to help us, you know, overcome it. Only that we can shine for the Lord. Shine for the Lord. So the people here, okay? Verse 43, I want you to read another verse, chapter 8, verse 43. Here Jesus Christ actually pointed out their reasons, right? Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my words. Again, talk about what? Their mindset, state of mind. Not able to listen, right? Even though they can talk so much about the law of Moses, but they are not able to listen to Jesus. That's why it becomes a huge problem to them. That's why Jesus said they are just like what? They're just like a whitewashed tomb inside his body. That means bone. Right? Now, so the lesson is very clear here. When we are not in a stable mindset, in terms spiritually stable, and the things that we need to do is not to justify our course of actions, but rather to come to Jesus, come back to Jesus, to pray about it. Right? And then we find that we can shine for the Lord. Otherwise, it's very difficult. Very, very difficult. Right? Now, we look at another example. 1 John, chapter 1. Verse 4, chapter 2, verse 4. Sorry. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandment, is a liar. The truth is not in him. The truth is not in him. If the truth is not in him, then how can he shine? He cannot shine. Right? Now, we find that the actions of these people tells us that they do not know God, and not just that, in actual fact they are liars and the truth is not in them. Right? Again, it's a, I said it's a state of mind, right? State of mind. Outwardly it seems that they know God. I know God so well, but in reality, when they put under the spotlight of the truth, we see that all the wickedness within is exposed, right? In actual fact, the truth is not in them, right? Now, I think we are thankful to God, because our Savior, to me, he's a merciful Savior. According to Hebrews, we can always come before his throne of mercy, yeah, to ask for help. Okay? Again, I said, regardless of who we are, sometimes we are in constant need and in quite a bad situation. We really need his help. Right? So when we are fully transformed, then what happens? Then we can shine for the Lord without any hindrance. Right? So always go back to ourselves and look at ourselves and turn to God. I think this is something that we must always do. Must always do. Only then we can improve spiritually. Right? Now, if God is so merciful to us, why don't we turn back to him? This is the question. We turn back to him. You know, sometimes we are so afraid to talk about repentance. It seems that our sins have been blotted out, you know, long time ago. But why should we talk about repentance? John says, if we say that we do not have sin, we are liars. The truth is not in us. Right? We have sin, so we confess. That is the way forward. Right? So sometimes we find that when people are not willing to confess, but to come before God, and to, you know, to pour out their hearts before him, then what happens? They will suffer as a result. Right? Now, so shining for God, yeah, is very important, and I think all of you are intending to shine for the Lord. But the important thing is that we must make sure that there is no darkness within, like what we have read in the Gospel of Luke. Make sure that what is within is always bright, very bright. Right? So a stable mind, spiritually speaking, is very, very important. A stable mindset. Right? So, I hope that God will guide and continue to bless all of you. Right? So we know that to fight for the Lord is required of us. We have been given this mission of commission to fight. But I think what is even more important in the course of fighting for God, we do not lose our spiritual life. Right? Sometimes we can serve and serve, and then eventually we lose our spiritual cultivation. We lose everything that we have. And that is a very sad story. Right? Now, the other lesson is that always be willing to turn back to God. Be willing to turn back. And we must learn at least, okay? Learn to listen to others. Learn to listen. You know, you see, most people that fail because they're not willing to listen. They're not willing, right? Because they think that they're high and mighty, they're better. They don't, you know, they don't need to listen to others. This is very dangerous. So we hope that God will guide us so that we are given our hearts to listen to one another, and our hearts to ask for forgiveness, right? And to change our hearts.